You're gonna forgive me when you find out the wonderful thing I'm doing for you. Mm-hmm. See, there's this great woman who lives in my building. She's beautiful and funny.
No, just stop right there, Roz. I do not go out on blind dates. They're demeaning and a hideous waste of time. No, thank you. No.
It's not for you, it's for your father.
Oh, what time should you pick her up?
And that's from Frasier. Really cute how the standards change when it's for dad rather than yourself. And think of your own impressions of blind dates. I mean, typically it's just stuck with someone that you don't know and you may not like the person and you just have to have one of the worst evenings of your life. You know, that's what some people have told me. And on the other hand, I met my husband through a blind date. And it was the best night, or one of the many best nights of my life with my husband, but one of the first wonderful, joyous, fully pleasurable nights of my life. So sometimes blind dates work out. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show's The Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And even though it's not therapy, it gives you an opportunity to ask me a question. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm here for your questions. And right now, we're turning to the phones and welcoming Mary. Mary?
Yes.
You have some difficulty with your son and your husband?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Well, they are constantly at each other.
Give me a visual. What do you mean by, how old is your son?
My son just turned 20.
Oh, is he living at home?
No, he moved out.
Okay.
But they're still constantly at each other. Well, for instance, my husband said, you know, he just really disappointed him in a lot of different ways. And my son doesn't ever think he can please him, of course, and so it's causing really bad problems for me because I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, how to bring peace in the house because...
Can you change your husband?
Well, no.
No? Can you change your son?
No.
Okay. So you can get out of the middle, though. Because
you
feel like you're a cushion or a shock absorber, but you're getting all the shocks, right?
Right.
So, first, your son's 20 years old. He's a failure in your husband's eyes? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
What did your husband want your son to become?
Well, you know, do better than what he's done, I suppose.
Okay, but give me some details. If I were your son, what would your... Ooh, that's a funny sound right there. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll try to ignore that. What would your son, what would your husband have wanted me to do with my life?
Well, instead of just having, I guess, an ordinary everyday job to go on and further himself, so he could have a, you know, instead of a hard working job, have a better job.
Okay, what type of a better job?
More money-making job, I suppose.
Okay, so money is a focus. Is there anything in particular that would have just warmed your husband's heart if his son went into it?
Oh, yeah.
What
mechanic
would...
work.
Mechanic?
Mm-hmm, or farming.
Farming. And why are those special for your husband?
That's just what he knows most.
Is he good at those?
Yeah.
Okay, those are his dream come true. Your husband's dream come true is to do something mechanical or with farming. What type of mechanics?
Well, my husband's a really good mechanic with autos. Matter of fact, he can tear down anything, put it back together.
So when he thought of having a son, he might have envisioned a son following in his footsteps who just had a passion for figuring things out and taking apart car motors, putting them back together,
yeah.
Having his own farm, having a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
So this is devastating to your husband because his son chose otherwise, right?
Right.
Right. What did you want your son to become?
Whatever he wanted to become.
Interesting, isn't that?
Yeah.
Which is why you're able to be... What's your relationship with your son?
Really good.
So you didn't set a specific goal for your son. You just set, pick what you like. Pick something you enjoy. What is your son doing? He's only 20 years old, which I consider young.
Well, he just... he's working as a... He puts furniture and stuff together, basically, and delivers furniture, which he makes a good living.
And, yeah?
But he wanted to go into the military, and he didn't get to do that yet.
What branch of the military?
Well, his brother was in the Army, so he wanted to follow in his footsteps, And of course, my husband thought he didn't do that either. So, I mean, it's just...
Oh, so he's a failure because he didn't go in the Army and he set that as a goal. And
yeah.
then he didn't do what your husband wanted. If your son, the 20-year-old, could choose any career that he would like, what would it be?
Oh, I'd say it would have something to do with drafting, you know, or it would be aircraft of some sort.
Aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't get your first word.
Drafting.
Oh, drafting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said rapping. A little different. Drafting. Drafting or airplanes, airports.
Uh-huh.
If I were your son's counselor, I would say you want to be true to yourself. Never betray yourself as long as it's a rational goal. If you want drafting or working at an airport, if you get an opportunity, give it a shot. If it's hard to get an opportunity, then you can keep your ears open or whatever. But you don't make it a source of self-esteem if a kid does take a psychological risk to try to get a job and then doesn't succeed. You encourage them, and you're their best friend rather than someone that says, "Dup, you did it again." You become the critical parent, the nag. So you can. What did your husband's father, if he was around when your husband was getting a career, what did he want your husband to become?
Well, I really don't know personally. I just know they didn't have a real good relationship.
Interesting.
Either.
Interesting. I wonder if this is a repeat of history where Grandpa wanted Dad to do something, and now Dad's wanting son to do something.
I'd say it is.
Okay, so if he can see that what he's achieving, what your husband is absolutely achieving, is a rupture of his potentially wonderful relationship with his son.
Right.
That's not good. My policy with kids... with kids who are growing up, is that I introduce them to many different careers, and then I let them follow their own passions. What are they interested in? My son at one point was interested in skiing. Made me nervous, but I did stand back. My son was then interested in civil engineering, and he went through a series of things. Guess what he's interested in now?
I have no idea.
Ballroom dancing.
Oh,
fascinating. And he excels in it. So who would know that my son's career, his life would go in that direction? What would your husband say if his son took up ballroom dancing?
Oh, believe me, he would flip.
Complete failure. And we're in our glory because he's so happy. I've never seen my son so happy.
Yeah.
So what you want to do, for your own life, you want to know that what you choose personally as mom, you want to choose something that makes you happy. Know that Dad has a right to choose what he wants to do in life, but you're raising independent kids, kids that can follow their own direction. And when they're left free to do that with some guidance, but not pressure to have to do exactly what Dad wants, they make much better choices long range. So listen, I wish you some encouragement. I would try to get out of the middle, and I would be supportive of your son. You can be your son's best friend.
Well, that's when I tried it.
Okay. Thank you so very much for your call, Mary.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Your ability to value romance can be helped if you have a rational relationship with your family. Note which relatives you would choose as friends, regardless of family ties, and make time to enjoy the pleasure of their company. They are gems. Limit your time with family members you don't enjoy. Don't fake a love you don't feel for abusive relatives. Doing so would be unjust, and you would be devaluing yourself. There is no duty in life to re-traumatize yourself by pretending that an unloving or cruel family member was otherwise. Don't toss away precious hours you could enjoy with those dear to you.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.